Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Seagal's at a bar getting shit-faced because he knows just how goddamn stupid everything's about to get.
Two tips for women that are just starting out on their own with kids post-divorce. Okay, tip number one, mindset. Because you're going to be challenged with obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. How are you going to overcome them?
Okay, ma'am, did you get the boy haircut before the divorce or after the divorce?
I don't know why I did it, you know.
Because if it was before the divorce, I got a feeling that that played a big part in the divorce.
Damn, skip me.
Or did you get the short haircut to start off your new journey of struggle with your two kids or whatever you have? You know, since women want to rebel so hard against men these days, maybe we should use reverse psychology on them. Tell them that we love, you know, tattoos all over the place, nose rings, and short haircuts. And maybe they'll do the opposite. It don't matter what mindset you tell these women to have. Once the hit the fan, most women are going to have mental and emotional breakdowns. They were never made to face the world alone and carry the weight of the world on their shoulders.
So in my youth, I was raised by the patriarchy, as most of us women are.
It's all about mindset. It's the way you look at the challenge that's in front of you, okay? Number two, get yourself some sort of faith-based practice or spiritual practice. Because when times get tough, money gets lean, obstacles come in strong, you need something that you can lean into for strength and resiliency.
If Jesus can't save these hoes, why are you trying?
You're gonna need them greenbacks more than you need a spiritual awakening. Because when them lights about to get cut off on your babies, I don't think the bill collectors take chance for payment.
I've learned that the one question to ask yourself if you're in a relationship, if you should leave that relationship or you should stay in, is this.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
What is their reaction when you approach them with your pain? I'm not talking about in an argument when things are heated already, it's going back and forth. I'm talking about when you first approach them, when you're calm, maybe even sad, and you tell them that you're hurt. You're hurting, you're suffering.
How about you just go get professional help? Because your partner isn't a therapist, they aren't a counselor, and it's not your man's job to deal with your mental and emotional shortcomings.
Something in the relationship, or there's something about this person that you need this person to help fix. If their reaction is to get mad, then they are more preoccupied and focused on being called hurtful than the harm and the hurt that was caused to you to begin with. They have just proven to you what you mean to them and how important you are.
Right.
No, he's probably just tired of you. And you keep coming to him after work when he's, you know, had a long day and he just want to relax. And you come to him with bullshit. And he's like, look, just leave me alone and get out of my face right now. I'm not in the mood. That don't mean he don't care about you. Just mean he's not in a fucking mood. And I don't blame him. Most men are never in the mood to hear your blabbering about some emotion that you have at the moment. That's over something that's probably not justified to be sad or mad about in the first place. If women stop sweating the small things, more relationships will work out, I think.
I would bet every last dime of the Powerball.
Men, you are 50% responsible for the condition of women today. You have contributed to the problem by enabling and supporting it. And maybe one of the biggest problems that all the other problems stem from is something that a lot of you indulge in behind closed doors, and then you trash it publicly. Things of that nature, whether it be on a screen or in person, and taking things just because it's on offer, you're supporting the culture.
Okay, ma'am, are you part of the culture? Do you have one of those OF sites? I got a sneaky suspicion that you do. And you're just trying to flip it back on men and not take accountability for your dysfunction. Just a wild guess.
It's supplied because there's demand for it. If there wasn't demand, there would be no reason to supply it. There would be no one to supply it to. But because this is constantly being fed, it doesn't go away. If it wasn't fed anymore, it would have to go away. And once that's cleaned up, a lot of the other problems will be cleaned up too. So do your part and stop contributing to the problem.
Subvert the patriarchy.
Yeah, I agree. SIMPs, you're really hurting the game. You're really making it bad for the rest of the fellas out there. So stop simping for these broads on the internet, whether it's IG, OF, or whatever.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
I'm Al Franken, and I'm proud to approve this message.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this.
I think I've come to realize that the hardest part about being single in my 50s is the fact that so much has changed since the last time I was single. The last time that I was single, there were no dating apps. You could still meet people online, but you had to sit down at your computer and actually get to know somebody before you even thought of going on a date with them.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
The real question is, why can't you meet anybody in real life? Could it be your age? Yeah, it could be your age. But why aren't 70-year-old guys approaching? Or maybe they are. But let me guess, you think you're too good for those guys. You need to look back in your phone and try to get back with an ex. How about that? Well, no, let me not wish, you know, the terminal illness that is you onto those guys. Sorry, guys. I don't know what you should do, man. You should get off TikTok, though. I think that'll help your chances.
The sickest part is you probably don't even know it.
Now, we swipe, we match, we chat, and we just hope that somebody asks us on our first date and that they even resemble their pictures. And this goes for men and women. The times have changed so much since a lot of us were single.
Ma'am, you are on the last leg of your life. Okay, you may have another 30 years, but the point that I'm trying to make is it doesn't matter if they look like their real pictures. If you want a companion, you gotta take what you can get at this age. Beggars can't be choosers. Ever hear that figure of speech?
That I just think we can't catch up. And our expectations are the same as they were the last time we were single and we were ready to get married and possibly have children. And I don't know what I want anymore.
You never knew what you wanted. And that's why you're single at 50. I don't know what you're chasing, but it probably doesn't exist, Toots. And your hairdo is straight out of an 80s sitcom. Maybe a makeover might help. You're not getting married and we know kids are off the table. Look, it's all about just finding somebody who's going to have the character to change your diaper in 20 years.
Just adopt cats. And then if you're lonely, then adopt another one. And then if, you know, just keep it up.
Don't worry about if they have a bald spot or if they're 5'7". Grow the fuck up. And you'll find somebody ASAP, probably.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
When you're in the initial talking stage, do you feel like there's such a thing as too much communication or over-communicating? So, for example, if I am a person that enjoys a good morning text, and I've noticed that you don't give a good morning text, and I let you know, hey, I really enjoy when someone sends me a good morning text.
Now that pointless shit is done, we can get to the pointless shit we're all here for.
And your behavior changes.
Look, can you imagine dating a woman in her 50s with a nose ring, still worrying about these childish things about if he sent a good morning text or not? I would just be so embarrassed if this was one of my relatives on TikTok. Still going through talking stages. Talking stages are for high schoolers and college students. If you're over 30 and you're still going through multiple talking stages, just give up on dating, please.
Trust me, it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better.
Hey folks, it's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumbass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
And now you start sending me good morning text. Great. Then all of a sudden it stops, because your behavior is not one to send a good morning text. Well, now I'm kind of invested. Your behavior's changed. And now I don't know what to do with that. So should I have not communicated what I like, see what your behaviors are, and then make a determination whether or not I want a relationship with you? Or was it appropriate to communicate that this is what I want, to see if you make a change that is consistent and sustainable for the long haul?
Why don't you back this shit off, all right? And stop with the Inquisition.
Just be happy anybody wants to communicate with you at all. At this age, a relationship is off the table for any type of guy you're going to respect. So just get a guy that you like having bedroom fun with, who is willing to talk to you after he hit a few times. That's your jackpot at this point. Once you accept that, you won't have to do these mental gymnastics on the World Wide Web anymore.
Don't ask questions that you're not ready to hear the answer to. I asked a guy that I was into, who wasn't into me, why he wasn't into me, and he was like, well, it's not your body. I mean, my ex wasn't skinny.
She knows she doesn't have the ideal body. Ma'am, if you want better results, put in the work. Stop thinking you deserve a top-tier man just because you're female.
Okay, but what I find so insanely funny about the whole bear versus man debate thing, the fact that men are getting upset over the fact we're choosing the bear and they still can't take no in that completely hypothetical question. Baby girl, you're proving our point.
See, this is why I can't even bear to speak to women. Like,
look, we don't really give a fuck. I don't think we do. I hope we don't. I mean, I know I don't. And hopefully nobody that watches my channel cares about this stupid debate about man versus bear. To mature, self-aware men, it just kind of proves to us more that you're completely mentally disabled.
Are you retarded?
And it shows us how much most women really do need a man.
Men do not like us. Be alone. That's really the only other option. Just be alone, look in the mirror, sit with yourself, cry, have an ego death, and write a fucking book or something.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. That's my problem.